In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We are continuing with the third paragraph on volume 20, November 14th, 1926. Jesus says to Luisa, my daughter Luisa, it takes much to sustain and preserve a divine will in the soul. This is something that we have to learn, okay? It takes much to sustain and preserve a divine in the soul. Listen, and the divinity, knowing that the creature does not have the equivalent things for this divine will that is so holy, holds back nothing. God is gratuitous. He's constantly giving. Everything is placed in the soul to live in the divine will. Everything is at the soul's disposal to live in the divine will, in order to form this divine sanctity of living in my divine will. So Jesus says, this is not a human sanctity of the saints. Now we think of the human sanctity of the saints. The saints had to pray, fast, do penance, mortify themselves. You look at the lives of the saints, even the martyrdoms that they went through, the shedding of their blood. He says, it's much more than that that's needed. And when people hear that, they panic. They go, if the saints weren't given this, and the saints are so few, how can I possess this gift? Jesus says, it takes much to sustain and preserve a divine will in the soul. And God knows this. And it says, and knowing this, that the creature cannot do this. It does not equivalent things to possess this divine will so holy. God holds nothing back. So who is doing this? When you read the divine will, you will hear Jesus say to Luisa constantly, Luisa, get out of my way. Let me do this. God does it. What did Saint Louis de Montfort say? He says, in the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. But what does he say? He says, in the final days, they'll have the crucifix in one hand and the rosary in the other. Where's your crucifix? Where's your rosary? Always carry your crucifix. Always carry your rosary. And it doesn't have to be a big crucifix. You could wear it around your neck. But what God has planned, follow what the saints have said is going to happen. The crucifix in one hand, the rosary in the other. And this, most especially for the priests. For the priests to live in the divine will, Jesus and Mary. Why? Then we can go to Luisa. We have to begin to live this abundant life. God's got it all planned. And it takes much grace to sustain and preserve a divine will in the soul. And God knows this. He knows that we're weak. He says, but he places everything in the soul at the soul's disposal in order to form the divine sanctity, God's sanctity. By living in the divine will. Again, we say that every day at Holy Mass. The priest puts a drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. It's not the holy humanity of a saint, but the divinity of Christ. This is living in the divine will. So he says, God himself acts as the prime actor. God himself acts as the prime spectator, God himself, he says, My holy humanity gives everything, and everything I, Jesus, did, everything I, Jesus, suffered, everything that I, Jesus, conquered are endless oceans, these seas that help this divine sanctity, full of divinity, enter into the soul. Do you see what God's asking of us? He saved the best for last, just like at Cana. The best wine is now. So what is he saying? I'm going to take care of it. I know you're weak. I know that you could never begin to live this life. So I'm going to do it for you. It's the prophecy of St. Louis de Montfort being fulfilled. But what does Louis de Montfort say? Those in the last days will have the crucifix in one hand, the rosary in the other. This is what God is waiting for. Now, with Jesus and Mary, we have Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. Great things are in store. Great things are happening. It's not to get rid of the church. It's not to overlook the church. I've heard some people say, I don't have to pray the rosary anymore. Louisa always had the rosary in her hand. Louisa always had the crucifix. She's the forerunner of what St. Louis de Montfort says. And now Jesus is saying to us, do you want this gift? It's yours. I'll do it for you. Just get out of my way. What does that mean, get out of my way? Fiat. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be complaining. Don't be negative. Stop it. Get out of my way. Live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. Become a person of goodwill, of God's will, so that this kingdom can be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. Nothing is as beautiful as this gift of the divine will. Nothing can compare to what this divine will is about. It's a new beginning. And the Lord is offering it to us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. And yet Jesus is saying, I want to fill you to the brim with this gift. Fill you to overflowing with this gift. Jesus says this, Mary, the Queen Mother herself, places her seas of grace, her seas of love and of sorrow as a divine help. And Our Lady feels honored that these souls serve, that this grace serves the supreme will in order to accomplish the divine sanctity of the eternal fiat in the soul, in us. So again, Jesus first, his holy humanity, and now the holy humanity of Mary. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve given to Louisa. Jesus says, my mother places her oceans of grace, oceans of love, oceans of sorrow at the soul's disposal as a help, and feels honored that these oceans of grace, oceans of love, oceans of sorrow serve the supreme will in order to accomplish the divine sanctity of the eternal fiat in us. Do you believe that? Jesus and Mary, do you believe it? John Paul II said that the Holy Rosary is the greatest prayer next to the Holy Mass. So you go to Holy Mass every day if you can. Participate in receiving Jesus, the body, blood, soul, and the divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And then throughout the day, you're in the memory of what Our Lady saw of Jesus. The Holy Rosary. You're meditating. Your memory becomes part of it. Becomes part of the life, of this abundant life that God wants to fill you. So Jesus says this. Heaven and earth want to give. And they give because feeling all invested by this divine will, where heaven and earth are, they desire, they yearn to help the fortunate soul to fulfill the purpose of creation. To fulfill the purpose of creation. That's us. To fulfill the purpose of creation. We have been redeemed by Jesus on Calvary, shedding every drop of his blood. And then Mary with Jesus on Calvary, dying, watching her son die. Why? So the purpose of creation can be fulfilled. Now that we're redeemed, now sanctification. John Paul II said, get ready for the new heavens, get ready for the new earth. Basically by saying, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. And at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, he says, now we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. That was 2005. I think it was 2004. Get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. That's the divine will. Therefore, nothing will you lack on the part of your Jesus. That's God's promise. Jesus promises you will lack nothing to live in this gift. Why? God is going to do it in us. He says, get out of my way, give your fiat, and let me do this. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Don't be complaining. Don't be negative. Don't be doubting anymore. He said that to Thomas. Why are you doubting? Stop this doubting. The resurrection is what we're supposed to live. John Paul II said, we are a resurrected people. A new beginning for the world is here. And God is asking us to lead the charge with Louisa so that everyone can begin to live this abundant life, to be truly Catholic, this universal life. So Jesus says, nothing will you lack on the part of your Jesus, more so since it is my design, divine desire from of old with Adam, wanted and yearned for the and longed for as long as 6,000 years. He says, now, the 7,000th year, a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. Now, in this 7,000th year, I want to see our divine image reproduced in humanity. The show's over. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. This era is over. Why? We have the Book of Heaven, Louisa. And when we read, when we study, when we put this into practice, we have this fullness of this universal life that God wanted from the beginning with Adam. And now what's happening? Now Jesus is saying to us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations? So he says, basically, I want our image reproduced in the soul. I want our divine sanctity impressed in the soul. I want our divine will operating in the soul. I want our works enclosed in the soul. I want our fiat fulfilled in the soul. First Louisa, and now with us. This is something that you can write out, print, put on your mirror. God wants to see his image reproduced in you, in me. God wants to see God's divine sanctity impressed in you, in me. God wants his divine will operating in you and in me. God wants his works, divine works enclosed in you and in me. God wants his most holy fiat fulfilled in you and in me. This is everything. This is why Our Lady said, time has now come to an end. The era of the evil one for the last 6,000 years is over. Now the 1,000-year reign begins. Now, and again, the 1,000 years is one day. When I hear, oh, I can't wait for the 1,000-year reign, that's the first day. Now God reigns. Everything is being fulfilled. God is proving that he is the Lord. Heaven is coming to earth. The kingdom is being established in us on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. Great things are happening. Great things are in store. And God is looking at us to begin to live this abundant life. So let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.